Title: Break Tail Cleanup Masterclass for Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, welcome in. This is an advanced Ableton Live lesson, and we're going deep on something that separates nice break loop from proper old school roller that actually mixes well. Break tails. If you've ever looped an amen or a think break and it's got that constant shhhhhh of cymbal wash, snare ring blooming into the next hit, low end thump hanging around, and a noise floor that stacks up every bar, that's tail chaos. And here's the key mindset for old school: we're not trying to sterilize it, we're trying to control where the mess is allowed. By the end, you'll have a tight looping break that still feels alive, a snare that cracks without ringing all over your bass, cymbals that breathe without taking over, and a resampled clean break print you can flip into edits and fills fast. We'll also end up with two flavors: clean and punchy for modern loudness, and dusty but controlled for that 90s bounce. Let's build it. Step 0, prep the break and get it in time, without ruining it. Drop your break sample on an audio track. Set your loop length to 1 or 2 bars so you can hear it repeat while you work. Now, warp mode choice matters. If your break has loads of cymbals and wash, Complex Pro can behave smoother. If you want sharper transients, try Beats. There's no always correct, it's about what artifacts you can live with. One big warning: don't go warp marker crazy. Too many warp markers is how you end up with facey hats and smeared snare tails. If it starts sounding bendy or watery, back off. Use fewer markers and let slicing do the heavy lifting later. Your goal here is simple: timing that feels locked with minimal warp damage. Step 1. Identify what tail is actually hurting you. Solo the break and listen like a detective. Where does it fall apart when it loops? Common problems you're listening for: snare tail ringing into the next hit, especially if it boings like it has a note, kick tail or sub thump that keeps hanging and steals headroom, cymbal wash that blurs your shuffle and makes everything feel like one long hiss, and noise floor building up, so every repeat sounds more smeared. Now zoom in. Don't just guess. Find the zones. Typical frequency hotspots: snare tail boxiness around 180 to 400 Hz. Snare ring often around 700 to 1.5k. Snare splash and cymbal hash up around 7 to 12k. Kick tail boom around 40 to 120 Hz, and mud around 120 to 250. Cool, now we're going to fix it the pro way. Step 2, slice to drum rack. This is the foundation of real tail control. Select the break clip, right click, slice to new MIDI track. Choose transients for slicing most of the time. Ableton will create a drum rack, and each slice lands in a simpler. This is where the magic starts, because now the snare can be treated like a snare, hats like hats, and you're not forced to process the entire loop the same way. Quick workflow tip: rename pads. Kick, snare, hat, ghost, perk, crash. It feels boring for 10 seconds and then saves you for the rest of the session. Before we start gating and compressing, a coaching move that makes everything easier: clip gain first, then dynamics. In drum rack, open the simpler for each key slice and adjust the volume so the overall level differences aren't insane. The reason is simple: if the snare is way louder than ghost notes, your gate threshold becomes a moving target. If levels are more consistent, your threshold becomes a vibe knob, not a problem. Step 3. Clean tails per slice inside simpler. Fast and musical. Let's start with the snare slice. In simpler, make sure you're in one-shot mode. Now look at the amplitude envelope. Your main controls are fade out and release. Set fade out somewhere like 5 to 25 milliseconds. This is your anti-click insurance. When you truncate audio, microclicks usually come from waveform discontinuities, not bad gating. A tiny fade fixes it. Now set release. For snares, start around 40 to 120 milliseconds. If the snare is still ringing into the next important hit, shorten it. If it loses body and becomes a cardboard tick, lengthen it slightly. Now the kick slice. Same concept, different numbers. Kick release, try 20 to 70 milliseconds. You won't wait, but you don't want the tail smearing doubles or eating the sub space. For hats and cymbals, often you leave them longer. We'll control wash later at the bus level. Remember, you're choosing where the mess is allowed. You're not deleting the soul. Extra detail for advanced ears: if you hear tiny ticks at the start of a slice, not just the end, that means the slice begins midway form. If your live version gives you fade in at a few milliseconds, if not, nudge the start point by hair until it lands cleaner. Step 4. Add a tail gate on the drum rack output. Classic jungle control. Instead of gating each slice one by one, you can put a gate after the drum rack, so it shapes the break as a whole. This is where you get that edited wash sound without turning it into dead silence. Drop a gate after the rack. Set threshold so tails close but ghost hits still pass. Expect somewhere around minus 25 to minus 12 dB depending on the sample. Set attack fast, like 0.2 to 1.5 milliseconds. If it clicks, slow it slightly. Hold 10 to 30 milliseconds. This helps keep the body from getting chopped too early. Release 60 to 160 milliseconds. This is one of your main vibe knobs. Shorter release, tighter modern print. Longer release, more open jungle movement. Now floor is the other vibe knob. If you set floor to minus infinity, it fully closes, super modern and tight. If you want old school authenticity, don't fully close it. Try floor around minus 18 to minus 24 dB so some room tone and grime still leaks through. Advanced trick, sidechain the gate. You can have the gate open based on a consistent trigger rather than the messy break itself. The fun version is ghost-triggered rhythmic tail shaping. Make a MIDI track with a tight 16th note pattern playing a closed hat, turn that hat's volume down so you can't hear it, and use that track as the gate sidechain input. Now you're clocking the ambience rhythmically. The groove feels busy and controlled. Super 95 to 97 roller vibes. Step 5. EQ the tails so they don't fight the bass, without sterilizing the break. Put EQ 8 after the gate. Start with a high pass filter. 24 dB per octave around 25 to 35 Hz. That's rumble cleanup. Then a small mud dip. Minus 2 to minus 5 dB around 180 to 260 Hz with a moderate Q, around 1.2. This is often where the tail turns the break into a blanket. If the snare has a ringing note, treat it like an instrument. Here's the method. Make a narrow EQ band, boost it, sweep until the ring jumps out and sounds awful. That's the spot. Then instead of boosting, notch it slightly. Or, if you want to keep character but stop it owning the loop, you can saturate that band lightly with a saturator plus EQ before and after. That changes the perceived tone without just turning it down. Then manage high wash. If cymbals smear the swing, try a gentle shelf down. Minus 1 to minus 3 dB from about 9 to 12k. One more advanced. Very real world mixing move. Mid slash side. If the break is wide, switch EQ to mid slash side and cut low end on the side channel below about 120 Hz. That keeps low energy mono and stops the stereo wash from messing with the subspace. Step 6. Blue it so it still feels like one break, not chopped MIDI drums. When you shorten tails, the break can start sounding like separate hits, especially after slicing. So we add gentle cohesion. Add a compressor or glue compressor after the EQ. Set attack around 3 to 10 ms so transients still snap. Release around 80 to 200 ms so it rebounds musically. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. We're not crushing, we're reconnecting the hits. Then add drum bus. Drive around 3 to 10. Taste. Crunch low, like 0 to 20%. This can add bite, but it can also ruin hats fast. Boom only if you're not stacking a sub kick. If you are using a separate sub, be careful with boom. And damp is your stop the splash control. Use it. Then a subtle saturator. Soft clip on. Drive 1 to 4 dB. This makes tails feel taped together instead of chopped off with scissors. Advanced loudness move. If you want a louder print without pumping the tails back up, pre-transient clipping. Before the bus compressor, insert a saturator with soft clip on. Or use glue's soft clip and push until only the tallest spikes shave off. Then you can compress less. More front, less tail pumping. Step 7. Resample a clean break print. This is your arrangement power move. Create a new audio track and name it break print. Set its input to resampling. Arm it, record 4 to 8 bars of the groove. Then consolidate and cut out a clean 1-bar loop, a 2-bar loop, and a few edit shots like a fill, a stop, a hat roll. Now, big producer habit. Print multiple maintenance versions instead of automating forever. Print 3 versions. A tight version with shorter gate or shorter simpler releases. An open version with longer decay, leakier gate floor. A drop-ready version, where tails are reduced aggressively and highs are controlled. This makes arrangement stupid fast. You can create progression just by swapping prints every 8 bars. Step 8. Advanced layer split. Separate transients from tails. This is how you get maximum control and still keep authenticity. Duplicate the break chain, or use an audio effect rack with 2 chains. Chain A is transients, your punch layer. Keep it relatively tight. You can gate it with a shorter release. Add more drive on drum bus. Keep it crisp. Chain B is tails, your grit layer. Use a slower gate release and a higher floor so it breathes. EQ it to remove low mod and harsh highs, then turn it down 6 to 12 dB, and blend it in until you feel the break come alive without washing out the groove. If you're going for darker or heavier DNB, here's the upgrade. Duck the tails, not the hits. Put a compressor on the tail chain and sidechain it from your bass, or a ghost kick that represents where the bass is busiest. Ratio 2:1:4:1. Fast-ish release like 60 to 120 ms, and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. The punch stays, the atmosphere gets out of the way. Another advanced option, frequency-conscious gating. Gate the wash, not the punch. Make two chains, a low slash mid-chain with little or no gate, just clean-up EQ, and high chain, high pass around 2 to 4 kHz, then gate that more aggressively. Now the kick and snare body stays stable while the cymbal decay gets edited. That's a very classic chopped break feel. Also, if you've got snare overlaps on repeats, use choke groups. In drum rack, put your snare pads into a choke group so repeated snares cut each other off. Keep hats out of that choke group so they can still breathe. That single move can clean up snare collisions instantly. Mini practice exercise. Do this in 20 minutes. Pick an Amen style break and set your project to 170 to 174 BPM. Warp it lightly. Don't overmarker it. Slice to drum rack by transients. On snare slices, set simpler release to 60 to 100 ms, and fade out to about 10 to 15 ms. On the drum rack output, add gate, threshold around minus 18 dB, hold 20 ms, release 120 ms, floor minus 20 dB for that controlled old school leak. Add EQ 8, high pass 30 hz, dip around 220 hz by 3 dB. Add glue compression, max 2 dB of gain reduction. Now resample 8 bars, make a main 2-bar loop, and a 1-bar tight tail version by automating the gate release down to about 60 ms. Arrange 32 bars alternating the two versions every 8 bars. Your deliverable is a 32-bar drum section that feels old school and lively, but never turns into constant hiss, and still leaves room for a rolling bass line. Quick recap to lock it in. Tail cleanup in DNB is control, not sterilization. The strongest workflow is slice to drum rack, shape tails in simpler, gate and EQ on the bus, glue with compression and saturation, then resample. This audio version is shortened for playback.